It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. When Carlos Honoré was growing up, he faced a lot of challenges, but he discovered a passion for sports that gave him focus, role models, and community. He became a star athlete at Iowa City's West High in the mid-90s, and now he's trying to give Iowa City boys the same kind of opportunity he had. He's launching an Iowa City chapter of the Fifth Ward Saints, a youth football league that combines athletics with advocacy, and he is here with me today. Hello, Carlos.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. And I want to go back to your childhood. You moved to Iowa City from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And what, you were in about fifth grade?
I was in fifth grade, yes.
So what was it like to move to Iowa City? A little bit of culture shock?
Oh, it was a huge culture shock. I hadn't had a lot of experience with white people, if you will. And all I knew is what my parents told me. And once I moved to Iowa, I found those teachings to not be absolutely true. I had to form my own opinions about people. And that's kind of the basis. You know, we use those teachings in our program as well. But it was a complete culture shock, yeah, to say the least.
And cold.
And cold, absolutely. The cold is just, I don't even want to talk about that.
So as you were growing up in school, you had challenges at home. You had challenges in school, too. You had a learning disability?
Yeah. So I was diagnosed early on in life in fifth grade when I first arrived to Iowa. The teachers noticed that there was something not right with my schoolwork, and I was tested, and I was diagnosed with dyslexia. So I had parents that had, you know, there's some parents that think there's a stigma associated with their kids being on medication to deal with a problem. And I struggled to read and write. You know, and reading and writing affects the math, and affects, if you don't have those basic skills, it can be real difficult for you in school. And it was difficult to not have the medication that I needed to kind of level out what needed to be leveled out for me to be successful in the classroom.
When you were in junior high, you started to get in some trouble.
Yeah. You know, junior high, we call that the crossroads. You know, when a kid in our program, we see when they reach 12 or 13 years old, they start maturing, they start hitting puberty, and they start trying things that they hadn't tried, that they wanted to always try. And that's what I was doing. But I think I took it a little too far. And I was...
Well, a lot of kids do.
Yeah, and I got off track, and I ended up in the juvenile court system. And that's when I found sports. Shortly after, I was placed on probation. And after my probationary period was over, I found sports, and that's kind of when my life turned around.
Tell me about that. How did you find sports, and what clicked for you?
Okay, so it was more so when I first went out, I had some friends that were going out, and I had never played sports, organized sports anyway. I've always played sandlot football. But once I got on the team, it was a sense of family and the camaraderie of all the players together. You know, we were all from different backgrounds. We had some kids that were very well off. We had some kids like myself that kind of just was but we all worked together to achieve the same goal, and that was to win. And that's what kind of hooked me. And then you had the coaches there that were there as the father figures and the mentors and people you can talk to when you couldn't talk to your own parents. You know, there was times where I needed to talk to somebody, and my parents either weren't available or they weren't around, and I got an opportunity to talk to those coaches. So to get the advice that I needed at that time, football came into my life at the right time.
And you didn't just play football. You lettered in four sports
in
high school?
Yep. Football, wrestling, track, and soccer.
Wow.
I stayed busy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had a really incredible football career in high school, helping the school to the 1995 4A championship in the state. Do you feel like sports would have done as much for you if you weren't a standout, if you didn't have that innate ability?
Honestly, no. And I say that because I look back on my high school years, and I saw some other kids that were struggling, probably going through the same things that I was going through, that were not athletes. And the community and the coaches, they didn't have what I have because of sports. They didn't have those coaches that were mentoring them. They didn't have those counselors and teachers that rallied around them. They didn't get that. So they kind of slipped through the cracks because I don't want to say it was because of sports that they were helping me, but I definitely thought they saw something in me that they thought I could be successful, even if it wasn't sports.
It helped get you noticed, get an adult looking at you.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward to today and the last few years. Where did the idea for the Fifth Ward Saints come from?
Okay. So the Fifth Ward is in Houston, Texas, and it's per capita one of the highest crime rates and dropout rates. It's just a cesspool of dysfunction. And I had always heard about the Fifth Ward growing up. There was the Fifth Ward Boys, a big rap group that came out of there, and we used to hear their music all the time, even here in Iowa. So I was kind of fascinated with the Fifth Ward, of hearing all the stories. So when I had an opportunity to visit friends there, I really went to see the Fifth Ward for the first time. And what I saw, it reminded me so much of Baton Rouge when I was growing up. And, you know, my friend that I was visiting had little kids there, and we were playing, just throwing the football around. And I asked them, you know, so what do you guys think about football? You guys play football? And it was just like me. Yeah, we play in the field over there, but no organized football. So I said, well, let's start a football team. I talked to my buddies and the coworkers, and he was from Fifth Ward, so he knew a lot of people. So he rallied his buddies together, and we started a football team. And that's exactly what it started as. Just a football team. And I started seeing that, I feel like something was missing at the end of football practice. You know, we had these kids for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we would let them go. And I felt like something was still missing. So I thought back on my life where what issues I was having and what areas I needed help in, or people helped me in. It was the social service aspect is basically what it was. So it kind of evolved from just a football team to a football team / social service program.
Okay, give me an example of the kinds of things that you were able to help boys with.
Okay, so we have case management as a part of our services that we offer to the kids and their parents. So in the case management, so if there's a kid that has show signs, well, football is a very passionate sport, and we all know that. And if we see a kid that goes overboard with the anger after missing a tackle or the other team scoring a touchdown on them or showing signs, even in practice with anger issues, some kind of underlying issues that we have that we've noticed in this kid that needs to be addressed. Or if we're getting reports from mom that he's going to school and his conduct is suffering and she disciplines him one day and he goes back the next day and he does the same thing over again, something's not right. There's something going on and there's an issue that needs to be addressed. So my wife, being a social worker, was a perfect opportunity for us to be able to assess these kids. She's licensed and she's able to do those assessments. So we'll assess the kid if we see some kind of red flag in their behavior. And based on those assessments, we refer those kids to the necessary community resources to get the help that they need. And not only the kid. In my situation, my parents needed to be educated on how to deal with a kid with these issues. So we don't just stop at the kid. We go into the family situation and let them know, you know, yeah, your kid has an issue. The issue needs to be addressed, and this is how to handle a kid with these issues. You're going to see these red flags. You're going to see these red flags. But here's the outcome if the kid is on the medication.
Let's talk about your vision for Fifth Ward Saints in Iowa City. First of all, why move back to Iowa City and start this program here?
Yeah, so I came back in November where I received the Distinguished Alumni Award for West High. I got to speak at the graduation. And before that, I hadn't been back in Iowa City for probably 10 years, 15 years or so. And when I came back, I just could not believe how the demographics had switched and how the stories that I was hearing from my friends that stuck around and watched things change over time.
It's a much more diverse community than it used
to be. It's a much more diverse community. And I felt that after hearing some of the stories, and I felt that the Saints would be a great program for Iowa City because now it's a fit. Before, it wouldn't. I'm not sure if it would have been a good fit for Iowa City. But now with the switch in the demographics and so many different backgrounds and so many different needs in Iowa City now, it's not as bad as the Fifth Ward, but it still has those same needs.
There are boys slipping through the cracks.
There are boys slipping through the cracks. And the issues that we address, it's not a black or white issue. It's not a poor or rich issue. These kids have issues all across socioeconomic lines. You know, you have kids with mental health issues and learning disabilities and behavior disorders at every economical stage. So even coming to Iowa City with the demographics the way they are in the program and the demographics the way that they are, we still felt that it would be a good fit for Iowa City.
So when you have a launch party scheduled for Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 19th, at the University of Iowa Credit Union, Community Credit Union up in North Liberty, when does the program launch? When do you start connecting with boys?
So we're looking to go live in April with a pilot program. So with our partnership with the Iowa City Community School District, we've identified 5 elementaries in the area. And from each of those schools, they've identified, the counselors have identified, and teachers have identified their 20 most at-risk students in their school. And those are the kids that we're going to work with out of each of those schools. So that's 200 kids just from the school district alone that we'll get to touch and reach out and help. So that's not counting the kids that want to play organized sports and can't because either they can't afford it or they don't have transportation. And those are just going to be another group of kids that we get to touch as well.
So you're recruiting students that you see as at risk, but then there's also an opportunity for other kids to join?
Absolutely, absolutely. We would absolutely love nothing more than the kids that are quote-unquote at risk to be mingled in and coexist with the kids that aren't quote-unquote at risk, because we feel that those kids need to work together and form their own opinions about each other young. Let them work together and, you know, just because little Johnny may not have as much money as Steve, there's no reason why they can't work together to achieve the same goal, and that's to win. And that's kind of how we're going to bring the community together and not so much division.
Something that I see that has changed since my childhood and your childhood, the rise of club sports has been huge. Mm-hmm. And I think I see a growing divide between the haves and have-nots in sports, because the kids whose parents can afford it, get them involved in club sports early, mm-hmm. and then they have an advantage when they get to junior high and it's time to sign up for the football team or the track team or the basketball team. Mm-hmm. Do you see that making the problem of these boys being left behind? Do you see that getting worse right now?
Well, it is in a way. It is getting worse just because the gap is getting bigger and bigger between the haves and have-nots. And the cracks are getting bigger for the haves and have-nots. So the have-nots are not catching up as quickly as they should. When it comes to sports, as you say, you know, they can't afford it. So they have to wait till 7th grade just to be able to play organized sports. And by that time, the haves have already been playing since 4-5 years old.
Right.
So now they're not only behind, now their confidence level is down because
they may not even know the rules of the game.
They don't know. They're so far behind. So that kid that has the opportunity or has the potential to possibly be a great athlete will never get that opportunity because he's so far behind. So now he just quits. I'm not going to go out. Now he has nothing to, if his grades are struggling, like we talked about earlier, he doesn't get that coach. He doesn't get that mentor to help him if his grades are bad like I got. If I didn't play sports, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to get Reese Morgan as a mentor. Who would have thought that Reese Morgan would be at West High at the same time that I would? The timing was just perfect. So for him to be able to be my mentor and mentor me and give me those conversations, those kids that don't get to experience that may or may not last throughout high school.
You have been generating a lot of excitement in Iowa City and the surrounding community with just last fall when you launched this idea You took it to 100 Men Who Care, the Hawkeye chapter of that, and that's a charitable organization. You got a nice investment from that group, what, about $24,000?
Yeah, $24,000.
Invested in your program. So what's your vision for the future?
Well, you know, it's, for now, we have to get our feet wet. Start with our pilot program. Even though the partnership is with 200 kids, we're going to start with about 100 just to get our feet wet. And we want this to be a community organization. We want the input from the community, because the community are the ones that really knows what's going on in the community. They know what needs to be changed. They have their ideas of what they would like to see happen. So we don't want it to be where my board and I make all the decisions and then that's it. It's finalized. We want input from all the people in the community. So when we have events like on the 19th, we want people to come out and give us their opinions and what do they think the problems are with the Iowa City, not only just in Iowa City, but Coralville and North Liberty. What do they think the problems are and what do they think we can best help the community?
So you've got your launch party coming up April 19th. You're hoping to have boys out playing by the end of the summer, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And with your program, I mean, who's coaching? Who else are you bringing on board to work with these kids?
So everybody, it's a community program. So we've obviously reached out to the University of Iowa for some of their athletes and men and women to help with our tutoring and mentoring program. That's going to be huge because, like I said, the football team here is like the NFL team.
Yep.
These kids see them. They don't care if they're on the field. If they're a Hawkeye, they want to see them, and they will listen. They will give them a lending ear, and they will listen to what they have to say regardless of what it is. So we want to get those people out, the basketball team, the football team, get those people out. And not only them, the members of the community. We have slots open for teachers, people that used to be teachers.
So a lot of opportunities for people to volunteer. Yeah. Carlos Honore, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Carlos Honore is launching the 5th Ward Saints North on Thursday, April 19th at the University of Iowa Community Credit Union in North Liberty. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.